Hi, everybody. This is Todd McConkie, host of the Unlock Your Greatness Telesummit. I would like to both thank you, the listeners, today, and also our special guest that we have, Anne Deidre. I want to wish Anne welcome to our program. Anne, you have you're an incredible, interesting person with a lot of experience and things, and would you please share with our listeners a little bit more about yourself?
I'd love to, Todd. Thank you so much for having me on your event, and I'm looking forward to sharing as much as I can with everyone. It's really a pivotal time on the planet, and I know for myself, about a decade ago, some of the things that I'm doing now seemed nearly impossible, but I know from technology and from discovering what your calling is or what you may be really good at that you haven't really connected with yet, that there's so much possible for all of us now and moving forward. So I celebrate that with everyone on the call today. And so my story began about 10 years ago when I was going through a really challenging time. I had been losing what seemed like a job a year for like decades. I'd have a job and then the company would get bought out or one of my bosses told me I should be doing something more creative. But for whatever reason, I continued to lose these, what I call my $10 an hour jobs that meant everything to me until it all culminated in this kind of dark night of the soul and going through a divorce with two small children and having such difficult challenges with employment. Things were looking very bleak. However, I found this meditation and I began to do it very seriously and sincerely. And after a couple weeks, I got this feeling that I was going to write a book. I just felt this information. I actually heard a voice say, "You're going to write a book." It sounded, what I know now is it was my intuition speaking to me. And so I did write that book. And then I've written several since then and created all kinds of things from this voice within me. And so that's really how it began and how things continue to work and evolve in my life, that I continually listen to this guiding voice guiding me to create and navigate my life so miraculously.
That's fantastic. I guess getting back to being almost like an intuitive, as you say, then did you always know that you're an intuitive?
Not at all. And when I work with clients, I let them know that what you struggle with, you may be here to teach and master inevitably. No, I was someone who asked everyone I could for advice for everything. I felt very insecure with finding answers for myself. I'd never even heard of intuition up until about 10 years ago. But knowing what I know now is that we all have this guidance, but sometimes we don't pay attention to it or trust it. So I've learned to really pay attention to it, listen to it, and follow it. And the more you do that, the stronger it gets.
That's fantastic. Reading some of your material over and talking about the intuitive shine a light into the client's energy system, there's all kinds of different areas, and you focus on the chakras. Can you explain a little bit what the chakras are?
Yes, we all have seven main spiritual centers in our physical bodies known as the chakras. And I've renamed them well centers because these centers contain energy and they're all connected to our spiritual selves, the creator spirit, whatever you want to call that presence. We are all always guided in every moment. And these chakras are seven energy centers, and they start from what's known as the root, then go up to the crown, so that starts at the base of our spine up until the top of our head. And they're all really kind of a couple inches apart, moving up along our spine right until we get to the top of our head. And these energy centers contain information for us that can help us live our lives and navigate our lives really miraculously. Things like in the root chakra, you've got stability, having all of your needs met, ways to feel grounded, to feel on purpose. And in the second chakra is our creativity, our bliss, honoring our feelings, feeling vibrant. Our third chakra is where our inner power is, our divine power. We can't be manipulated or controlled when we're in the highest alignment with this center, and we're not subjected to the opinions of other people that don't serve our highest good. So that's our real power center right in our stomach area, solar plexus. Then we have our heart, and that has the gateway to cosmic consciousness, the portal to wisdom within us, and it also houses our hurts and disappointments. And so we can work with that chakra to ultimately feel unconditional love and compassion and heal all grief. And then in the throat chakra is the divine expression of who we are. And in this center, if it's out of balance, we may feel like we've got to stifle our communication or yell and scream to be heard or anything in between. But the most balanced, authentic communication in our throat chakra is possible when we know how to work with it. And then we all have a brow chakra or third eye between our eyes. And that's where I find with people all their spiritual gifts and abilities. We all can clearly see, hear, know, and feel information for our lives. And then at the crown chakra, that's what I call the source wealth center, and that's our 24/7 connection to spirit, our spiritual connection, where we have information known coming in as light to help us, again, navigate and live our lives in the highest level.
Well, that's actually really impressive with all the different chakras, and I'm sure we can all kind of relate to maybe our own areas maybe that we need help in, or maybe learning more about new areas that we can venture into. So that's fantastic. Some of the reason for my telesummit here is actually to help people kind of get out of the mediocrity mindset of the day-to-day job kind of thing, and let them know that they can go beyond that, whether that's health or wealth. Just the excitement of letting them know that that's there and those chakras, I think that really helps out people. Why do you call them the wealth centers?
Well, everything is in the chakras, and that's, I really like how you said that, Todd, because all of that information pertains to everything in our lives, love, money, purpose, calling, well-being. If anything is out of balance or alignment, as I call it, in our lives, I can find it in the chakras, and I like helping people tune into their own ability to get more information for themselves about what's going on, where it's located, and how to work with that energy and dissolve any dense energy. This is how I want to say it, because when I've been working with people over the years, I did discover that within all of us is this great wealth. You know, this is saying that the kingdom of heaven is within us. We may have heard that. I found that that's really true, because along with these wounds and traumas that many of us have experienced, there's also these great dormant gifts and talents and great riches in terms of wealth in every area, in love, in well-being, in financial prosperity. We can connect to where we may have an energetic block in our energy field and dissolve that, then we can allow more higher energy to come through. And that's really the law of attraction to me, is when we're in the law of alignment, when we are aligned in all of our centers, in the highest vibration, when we feel that our needs are met and we feel the love within us, when we're magnetizing this frequency of wealth, then the universe can deliver all of those things to us more easily.
I think that was perfectly said. Thank you, Anne. That's great. A lot of us have heard of the law of attraction, and I like your law of alignment. I like how you worded that. And then, as you say, dissolve the dense energy and move into the higher energy. So when you're working with people, what kind of wealth do you find within them?
I do find book titles. They intuitively come to me. Book titles for books that people, I say, are meant to write, that we all have gifts and talents and purposes, and I work with many writers and creative people, businesses, business titles for people, website, domain names I receive for people. I work with a lot of spiritual business guidance as well. So I feel like there's a great amount of support for a lot of us to have this entrepreneurial spirit and that this wealth of being of a service, of things that we can share with other people, experiences that we've had, wisdom that we've gained, is really here for us in terms of helping a neighbor, a friend, or the world, really. So there is a lot of that kind of wealth that I discover with people, book titles, a lot of careers and soul purpose. It's really what I specialize in, whatever somebody's calling is, even if they haven't tapped into it, I'm able to connect with that intuitively.
That's great. And then do you just kind of envision that as far as your intuition, you can feel? You said you see some book titles and such that
people
should...
Yeah, the names pop right in. Yep.
Wow. That's fantastic. I'm sure a lot of us, well, with our inner potential, don't know that. And just to think, oh, I can write a book, and for you to be able to open up that gate for them and say, yes, this is what you're meant to do, that would be very exciting for us all to hear that kind of great information.
It is, and I feel like what was true for me is true for everyone. What I struggled with the most is what I love helping people with, and I struggled very seriously with my life purpose for many, many years. Like I said, with all those jobs I had, I loved them all, but they weren't it, and I kept getting the cosmic boot. And so very painfully, I would just put my hand to my forehead and just say, oh God, just what am I supposed to do with my life? It was so painful. But inevitably, discovering that I was a writer when I had never gotten any kind of writing awards ever, and that I'm an artist, I'm a fine artist. I never got any good advice from any art teachers that I was any good at art. So I really am kind of a self-taught person, and that's how I know that for many of us, whether we've been recognized for certain things doesn't matter. It's still within us what we're here to share.
That must have been quite a relief for you when you were able to see that and to move forward with things and gain your energy. That would be great. It would be obviously very frustrating getting locked into that, as you say, your $10 an hour job. So you'd be happy to get rid of that.
It was. I was a classic job. The more jobs I had, the happier I thought I was, you know. But I was trying to find my identity through these things. And in many circumstances, these jobs ultimately led to where I am now. There's things about them that all help. They're all like pieces of the puzzle. You know, like Steve Jobs, I saw an interview before he passed away about taking a calligraphy class. And everybody thinking he was kind of nuts because, like, what's calligraphy got to do with anything? Why are you taking that class? But he said when he developed the Mac computer and the fonts, that calligraphy course was what distinguished him as this master of fonts. And so he addressed Stanford University and said, follow your heart. Take what you like. And, you know, I was a licensed nurse's aide, and I still hold my license, but the way I'm able to take care of people is part of my mission as well, and receive and give love in that kind of nursing home environment with Alzheimer's patients has helped grow my soul and create more sensitivity, which is always helpful when you're an intuitive. You know, so everything I've done has really served me, I have to say.
That's amazing, and what a great example from Steve Jobs, and that totally makes sense now that you can look back and kind of see that. You talked about struggle, and I know that you talk about energy blocks too, so I think that kind of goes hand in hand as far as a struggle and an energy block, and I know a lot of people, even though maybe they don't know that they have energy blocks, they certainly do. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, that is so true. Those things that I said are everything's in the chakras, the comments that a well-meaning fourth grade teacher might have said, well, you're not very good at that because that was their opinion. Those things literally get stuck in our energy field. I know because an intuitive, I find them. I was hosting a TV show a few years ago, and I had clients call in over the air and people I had never met. And I said, there's a fourth grade teacher, I believe it's the fourth grade, said there's a fourth grade teacher in your root chakra with a message about a lack of stability. Well, she gasped out loud, and she said, that teacher haunts me to this day.
Wow.
She said, you know, she picked on me. I said, I know, I can feel it and sense it in your energy field. So I did an energy realignment, which I'm able to channel some energy that helps dissolve energetic blocks and freed her from that. And then her confidence soared and she started doing the work that she loved. And yeah, things like that that I encounter day after day as I work with people personally. Yeah, and I know for myself, I discovered this work really from working on my own energetic blocks first, and I had tons of them, you know, like everybody else, different perspectives about what was possible for me financially and things that we don't even realize, but I'm able to connect with the subconscious beliefs, these belief systems that we've taken on from well-meaning parents and teachers and friends, because let's face it, we have been through the dark ages, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, times have been tough. Many of our relatives have lived through the Depression. That they didn't imagine that. You know, things have been difficult. But the problem, I say in quotes, and there's no problems when I work with people, but what happens is when you've got that stuck in your energy field, it's very difficult to overcome that if you don't even realize that you're carrying around this belief that, you know, I've got to work hard to make things happen, or different kinds of things that we don't even realize we're telling ourselves.
How true. That inner voice is such.
Yes. Yep. Yes. That's a real good key, is to catch that, because we don't even really realize what we're saying to ourselves.
No, that's
And they're
sure.
not really our ideas to begin with sometimes. They're
No, you're exactly right. That's true. There's been a lot of people that I've helped with in different areas, and I notice they may not know how to identify really that they are having that energy block. And what I find as an example is if somebody's moving forward in a new project and then they get frustrated and inevitably maybe they stop, that's just an energy block. And you know, people like yourself can help move them forward through that. But again, it's nice that they understand why that's going on and what they need to do to move beyond that. So for yourself, then how does energy blocks, I guess, really block somebody's ability to attract health, wealth, and happiness? Because that's the key to that, I believe.
Well, on a spiritual level, if we understand that we have free will, that is that kind of reigns supreme. We are all given free will with our lives, so we can believe anything we want, and there's no judgment with that. Okay, when I work with people, I don't have any shoulds or need tos or have tos. There's cans and if you'd like to. So really honoring somebody's free will to experience whatever it is that they choose to experience. But I would say the key word there is choice, because if you're not aware and conscious about what your beliefs are, you may be living in a life in accordance with your belief system that isn't really accurate for you or in your highest good. So, for instance, a common belief system for a long time, I would say, gosh, thinking about the 50s, 60s, and 70s as a decade. Okay, so there were certain roles where the men would work hard and the women would stay home kind of scenario, right? And so as things began to change in the 70s, where more women were going out into the workplace, I think in some circumstances, it's as though the woman took on the energy. There's two different energies that we can be working with, the masculine energy and the feminine energy, and they're both really important energies for men and women. But if they're out of balance, then it doesn't make it so easy to be able to navigate our lives in the highest level. So, for instance, I have to work hard to make a living. Did any of us hear that before? I know I did. Right?
Yeah.
You work hard and then you'll succeed, and that's the way you do it. Okay, so we all worked hard and we achieved whatever success, and that is true to a certain extent and can be, you know, true, but it could also be at the sacrifice of your health, right?
Yeah.
So then you come in, so that's the masculine energy, is that outward work. You've got the feminine energy to bring it into balance, and that's the receiving. So what I've been working with energetically over the past decade is, some call it working smarter, not harder, but what I do is a combination of things. I've let go of the belief system that I have to work hard, and I allow the universe to support me. I allow my intuition to guide me, which is a very divine feminine allowing energy, which men and women both have. Okay? And then I balance it with my masculine energy to take action on things. So I have an amount of action and receiving. So I show up for my life, I take action, but I'm not working so hard. And then I'm allowing by visualizing, create a visualization of book signings I'm doing that I haven't actually done. I'm doing them now, but I'm saying this is the creative model for
right.
That works much more efficiently than the work hard and succeed model. So that's an example of a belief system and how I discovered that that's what I was doing. And I was working really hard, but I was also exhausted and burnt out. So
no kidding.
And then success doesn't come to you as easily when you're not energetically aligned with it. So it's utmost importance to balance your input with your output. So if you find yourself working really hard and you don't feel like you're getting anywhere, I recommend stopping for a couple of days. It sounds so counterintuitive, I suppose, but that works for me and it works for a lot of my clients, balancing that energy, output and input, giving, receiving, all of it.
Perfect. No, that's amazing advice, and thank you so much for sharing that, Anne. That's great. That'll help out a lot of people. Would you have any final words of advice for anybody that you would like to share?
Well, just know that you have an energy signature that is unlike any other. You would be missed if you weren't here on the planet. You're here for a reason and a purpose. And if you pay attention to things that you love to do, or you may lose track of time, just feel joy, just for the sake of feeling joy, pay attention to that. And know that there's many opportunities here to listen to your intuition, connect with divine guidance within you, and really navigate your life one moment at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time. And the more you allow to come into your life and receive, the easier it is and the more beneficial all the way around. And you can be of great service by balancing your energy that way.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for that. Would you like to share with our listeners a little bit more of how they can find out more about you, and also that you're offering a kind gift for everybody? If you can maybe explain a little bit about that, please, Anne.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Todd. Yes, my website is annedeidre.com, and that's AnneDeidre. And on there, if you join my community, I'm offering a 16-page color workbook on awakening your intuitive power, and it also includes a 17-minute audio where I do a chakra scan, energetic activating for the chakra system with that gift set.
Well, that's great. I'm going to include that on the website so anybody can just go ahead and click on that and take advantage of that. And thank you so much. Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you, Anne, and thank you so much for sharing all of your words of wisdom for us. We all certainly appreciate it. And I want to wish you all the best in 2014.
Thank you so much, Todd. I wish you all the best, too. Thank you, everyone.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.